Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. The budget session of Parliament will begin today with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. The economic survey will be tabled tomorrow and the budget will be presented on Sunday, 1st February. The first phase of the budget session will be held from today until 13th of next month. The second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd April. There will be 30 sittings during the budget session. India and European Union yesterday exchanged the historic Free Trade Agreement, FTA. The deal was concluded following India-EU summit talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President of the European Council Antonio Costa, and President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi. The trade pact, which has been described by both the sides as the mother of all trade deals, will open up the European markets for Indian labor-intensive goods comprising textiles and footwear. At the same time, it will make imported European items cheaper in India by reducing duties, including luxury cars, wine, and medicines. Besides, the India and European Union also exchanged several agreements in the fields of security, defense partnership, mobility, disaster risk management, and green hydrogen. Indian industry bodies have welcomed India-European Union Free Trade Agreement. Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, said the agreement represents a strategic breakthrough in the country's global trade engagement. The Federation of Indian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, has congratulated the government for advancing this agreement of strategic scale and long-term significance. The 18th Bishu Mini Hornbill Tribal Festival 2026 was held yesterday at the Government High School Playground, Dansiripar, Tsumukedima. Addressing the gathering, Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change and Village God, C.L. John, said, "Festivals like Bishu and the Hornbill Festival promote unity, reconciliation and shared identity among Nagaland's tribes. Urging people to forgive differences and move forward together, he emphasized peace and unity for the state's economic progress, describing Hornbill Festival as a festival of unity. The minister also encouraged youth to aspire for leadership roles in various professions. He inaugurated exhibition stalls featuring ethnic cuisine and traditional attire from 10 Dimasa villages. The two-day festival is organized by the Dimasa Public Organization Nagaland in collaboration with the Nagaland Tourism Department. Wokha Town Council has imposed a complete ban on borewell drilling within its jurisdiction with immediate effect following the alarming decline of the Echachaka water source. In a directive, ADC and Executive Officer Rempomo Ezong said, excessive and unregulated groundwater extraction has severely impacted water sustainability, necessitating urgent preventive measures in the interest of environmental conservation and public welfare. We have a report from our Wokha correspondent.
Directive bans drilling of new borewells for domestic, commercial and agriculture purposes, deepening or re-drilling of existing borewells, and any related groundwater extraction activities without authorization. The order will remain in force until further notice or until a comprehensive assessment confirms the safe and sustainable restoration of water source. Akashvani News Kohima, Yohana, PTC Woka.
And the Sautrenangami Youth Organization SAYO has imposed a temporary suspension on trekking activities to Dzuku Valley following reports of a fire outbreak along the trekking trails leading to the valley. According to SAYO, the fire incident reported on January 26 has been blazing uncontrollably and poses a serious threat to the safety of trekkers and visitors. In view of the prevailing situation, trekking has been suspended through both the Jakama and Visuma entry points until further notice. SAYO stated that it is closely coordinating with concerned government agencies and other stakeholders to assess the situation and monitor developments on the ground. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.